Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, from COVID-19 Omicron variant concerns to rising inflation, potentially tighter monetary policy next year, rising geopolitical tensions, and also potential energy shortages across Europe and China, it seems that markets are not running out of reasons to be a bit more risk-averse and careful and wary as we head to the end of the year. So how might investors perhaps prepare themselves and assess some of these potential risks? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, to help kick off the new week, we are joined on the line by Mr. Johan Joost, who is the Managing Director for the Global CIO Office. He joins us all the way from London to help us assess all these new risks and what investors perhaps can do to prepare for some of these potential issues. Mr. Joost, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back. Welcome to the show, sir. I hope you're having a good morning out there in London.
Yeah, I am. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
All right. So, Mr. Joost, we have to talk about the new and rising COVID-19 concerns, and especially this new strain coming out of South Africa. Now, we don't know a lot out of it, actually, the Omicron variant that was first detected by health officials out in South Africa. But this is also happening as Europe also grapples with potential lockdown fears because of rising concerns. Now, we are seeing that stocks are recovering for the most part, market sentiment trying to mount some recovery. But will markets perhaps be pricing in the potentially painful winter if things do go sour on this front?
Well, I think that the winter was going to be painful anyway. We pretty much knew that energy prices are up, there's supply chain problems, and then just to add an additional problem to the whole mix was the whole story with inflation, the ECB and the Fed are still maintaining the transitory line into the face of like evidence which possibly contradicts. So Omicron adds a little bit to the issues, but I think unless it's much more serious than it looks, we were in for an interesting couple of months anyway.
Mm-hmm. So I think the big question here, Mr. Joost, also is what this might actually do to reopening place that it started to pick up as economies began reopening borders just a few months ago. Here in Singapore, the announcement of these travel lanes or vaccinated travel lanes seems to have been put on hold also because of the potential risk from Omicron. How much volatility might this particular sector of the markets encounter both in Europe and in Asia?
Well, I think at the margin a little bit more. I think that in Europe, the risk of additional movement restrictions was fairly high already. This just sort of inks it in. I think that the slowness of trade in the European area would probably not be any worse now than it would have been. I think that it was, like I said, probably locked in. In Asia, you would say, caution rules. That's been the Asian way. I don't think that we should be all that much surprised. But then again, I think there'll be a willingness to reopen if it turns out to be not such a big deal. So on the whole, yeah, not great, but it doesn't look as if we're going to go anywhere near the upheaval that we saw March, April 2020.
Now we're still speaking to Mr. Johan Joost, the Managing Director for the Global CIO Office out in London here on Money FM 89.3. I want to shift our attention now, Mr. Joost, to the concerns about that potential energy shortage across Europe and China. Are concerns perhaps beginning to simmer down? Now, natural gas still a pretty hot topic, and despite signs of possible switching to oil, OPEC Plus, which meets sometime this week, is also preparing for a potential oil glut as early as next month. There's a lot to really untangle with regards to this potential energy shortage that's facing Europe and China as winter comes. How complicated does this make the outlook for the global recovery?
Well, I think the recovery is reasonably well intact. I think what's interesting to try and untangle is whether we have an actual shortage or whether we have a really strong rebound going on in demand. I think there's energy around. It's the question is at what price will the market clear, because demand has actually been quite quick to rebound once the economy started getting going, and certainly that's the case in China. So, you would say, is this to do with just that there isn't any of it? No, there's not. There's no problem getting it. The issue is the price. And the question then becomes, does that become something of a tax on growth? And I think the answer is, at the margin, again, it will be a negative. And certainly energy prices across the whole of the Northern Hemisphere are going to be quite high this winter compared to other ones. So you just have to factor that into how you position yourself.
Indeed. And of course, as we know, some of these natural gas prices, some of these energy prices also feed into inflationary concerns that monetary policymakers from the ECB to the Fed to even out here in Asia continue to contend with also. We do know the one to watch perhaps is the Federal Reserve in the U.S., which might hike rates as early as June next year. And though the Fed has repeatedly played down the odds of a potential rate hike before 2023, Mr. Joost, why do you think markets, especially Fed fund futures markets, why do you think they're not really buying the Fed's repeated mantra that it's the conditions are not there yet for us to lift rates?
Well, I think that the market is at odds to some extent with the Fed. You know, I think the market is seeing the inflation numbers. The market is starting to become a little bit more skeptical about, you know, just how transitory it is. It's starting, some of it is looking actually pretty sticky. So that puts the Fed in a position where they might have to move sooner rather than later. And the market is sort of saying, let's just sort of test this hypothesis, see how firm the Fed is in its resolve. The problem is, like, if you have a short-term spike in energy and other prices, it's fine, you can leave it alone. But once it becomes embedded, it will spin into other factors or into other parts of the economy. It'll just multiply in there. And then it becomes a little bit more entrenched. And I think that's the path we're going down at the moment, unless we have a sudden reversal of some of these inputs that have gone up in price.
All right. So again, these are a number of potential concerns that markets may need to brace themselves for. How is this shaping your outlook for markets in Asia and in Singapore? Are there going to be more risks than opportunities as we head into 2022?
Yeah, I think that volatility brings opportunity, especially if you're nimble. I think that there's some things we haven't mentioned. Issues in the property sector in China, and that caused some dislocation in the high yield space. Might be interesting opportunities there. Certainly, the shape of the recovery next year is going to be different from the one we saw in 2020. There's much more price pressures in defensive areas might do a lot better. That might play into the hands of Asia. You know, the Asian banks may be a little bit more insulated. There's a whole array of things that can come up, and you know, some of them will play in the direction of the Asian markets.
All right. And since we've assessed all of these risks, what kind of strategy would you recommend investors perhaps look into to manage against all of these risks, whether it be from COVID, inflation, or even a tighter policy environment next year?
I think the policy environment is the easiest one to cope with, and that is to keep your interest rate exposure fairly modest. I think that in terms of your equity exposure, you want to be somewhat more cyclical. That is to say, you want to expose yourself to stocks that do okay. When prices go higher, you probably want to expose yourself to, let's say, material sector and these things. You know, we call them assets that can rust, the old school stuff, more value-oriented sectors. That would be the way to play, and then be nimble. I think that a little bit more cash than normal to take advantage of opportunities could be good. And then, you know, be careful of the sectors that have really run hard, where valuations are quite challenging and where it's going to be difficult for those stocks to deliver the earnings.
Johan Joost, Managing Director for the Global CIO Office, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to help us a better take stock of some of these potential risks that investors have to prepare for as we near the end of a growingly uncertain year. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. We look forward to the next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, I hope you have a good start to the week out there in London, sir.
Thank you. Keep well.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.